This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Hey, Vlad.
Man, can I just say this?
Vlad's here today of all days. He's got to tag in after the Knicks come back and beat the Heat.
Can I just say this?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Look at him. He's peacocking, dude.
If the Heat could only play like a quarter and a half, two quarters, they'd be NBA champions.
Oh, for sure.
It's them other two quarters that, like, what?
We're the greatest 24-minute team in the league.
We ain't never had a game where the game hadn't started off and we go, whoo!
Vlad, you were at the game yesterday.
I was at the game.
Did you go with like a Knicks fan friend?
I went with Trevor.
Oh, okay. All right. I went with Trevor. I was curious if you had any Knicks fans that were like nervous during the game and you were like telling them,
No, we weren't. We just all figured out they went out the night before. That was a classic 6 p.m. Miami South Beach flu game. Because
it was.
In the first half, these guys look like, I thought Cat went to some Dominican club Saturday night, partied all night. Because, you know, in their mind, and well, I can't speak, I'm not an athlete, but Leroy, 6 p.m., you're thinking, oh, man, I could party Saturday night, get some sleep and recover. They don't understand
but
that.
You know what they do, though? Here's how they get you. The morning shoot around.
There you go.
And so when you came in late, now you're thinking, well, we got this morning walk through the shoot around. I'll just take a nap afterwards. Then you realize by then you put your head down and say, it's 3 o'clock. I got to get up and go.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
They look like they were going through the motions in the first half.
It wasn't that. It was, you know what? Like, the Heat been shooting the ball well. And they defended the paint well early. And Davion Mitchell was all over. But then as the game played on, you see a little crack here, a little crack there. Then the floodgates opened. and everybody start making threes, I'm like, who's my man who shoots threes from the side? Like
Deuce McBride. Oh, which one? For the Heat or the Knicks?
For the Knicks.
Deuce McBride?
No.
Shamet? Talking about Cameron Payne. Let me tell you this.
Cameron Payne. But let me explain something to you.
Oh my God.
How can he ever get a shot off? It takes a day and a half for him to get ready to shoot it. And
gentlemen.
Let me just ask a question. And I wanna put respect on Eric Spoelstra because he's a legend, right?
Oh, you really?
You know, I lashed out at him on Friday with his little adjustment that he did against the Pacers, and it turned out to be genius. But for the life of me, call me crazy. I'm no basketball savant. I'm just a dope with the untrained eye.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody ties a rookie record for blocks,
why is he on the bench?
Does he deserve 3 seconds in overtime? I mean, 3 seconds in the fourth quarter? Just a thought. I don't know. I don't want to say, like, look, there's plenty of things that went wrong for the Heat. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Jalen Brunson is awesome. He's, Jalen Brunson was doing that against the Heat when the Heat were a finals team. He could score at will. He's amazing. You know, and he did that without even free throws yesterday. It was incredible. Couldn't miss in the second half. But, dude, Leroy, why do I have to sit here? And I'm like, Khalil Ware yesterday was putting on a show. A show. I know he's not perfect. I know he doesn't know verticality or go straight up. And, yes, did he wilt when OG Anunoby put a knee in him? Sure. Growing pains. Why? Oh, why? Did all of a sudden you're like, I don't need that in the fourth quarter. You used him the game before. It worked. I don't understand it. I won't understand it. I shan't understand it. I don't get it.
We'd rather go with slow-mo and Bam instead of Khalil and Bam. It's that point in the game where I see they're getting a lot of layups, and I send Khalil in there and say, like, send him in there like Hulk, smash.
Yeah.
Right?
Just a deterrent.
If you fall out, you fall out.
Exactly.
No layups.
Even if it goes poorly, at least it's experience for the kid. You know? And I just don't
There's
get
a
it.
Lot of moments in games where Khalil needs to learn how to work his way through it.
Sure.
And they take him out and say he's not ready. Well, you ain't going to never get ready if you don't go through live situations. And so I get that. The other thing is that, I mean, they shot 54%. So even more so, you think, let's go defense here and slow them down.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to shoot this well and lose. But, yeah. Then I saw guys getting crossed over. Then, Davion Mitchell was on skates for about a quarter and a half.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. It was beautiful. That third quarter, I knew it.
It wasn't beautiful.
It was because all Knicks fans were like, well, all right.
It was hell for me is what it was. It really was.
You should have heard me. By the way, Cameron Payne. To appreciate the nastiness of that shot, you got to sit in the section we were sitting. You know. Shout out to the station.
Doesn't it take him like a day and a half to get ready to shoot it?
You have to, because we were in the 300 section. So when you're looking at it from that angle, it is literally like a curveball or a knuckleball.
Do you think Campaign and Kyle Anderson could get through the 3-point contest? Like, could they beat the clock?
No.
They wouldn't even get.
They wouldn't even get to the top of the key.
It takes so long. I'm just sitting here.
But I'm just figuring, how can you take that long and nobody be in your general area?
Okay. Here's the thing, Tobin.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Burks was lighting up the Knicks, lighting up his former team. Duncan Robinson, not so much. Why wasn't Alec Burks playing a little bit more? Second, Hayward Highsmith.
He started.
Good in the first half. Second half, not so good.
Who was not good in the first half?
No, Hayward Highsmith. Good in the first half.
Oh, Hayward Highsmith.
Second half,
well, look,
not so good. Because then the Knicks finally realized you have no shooters.
Well, yeah, they don't. I mean, like, they're down to, I mean, you had Duncan and Haywood coming off tough games. I mean, look, not a true loss. We didn't have Maple Jordan. So, I mean, there is that. We didn't have Andrew Wiggins.
Stop.
I'm not. Oh, we didn't. I mean, he's. You need Maple Jordan in a situation like that to break things down.
You had a 17 point lead.
19.
Oh, I'm sorry. A 19 point lead.
19.
Yeah.
19.
Yeah.
It's become, it's unbearable
it
how this team collapses.
Every game. Like, it makes.
And Spo's just sitting in and goes, No. That's not it. We had a 4-point. He had the audacity, and may I say the audacity, to say yesterday, we're not gonna blow anybody out. It's the NBA. Eric Spoelstra, sir, legend. I don't think there's ever been more blowouts in the NBA in the history of the NBA. I tune in every day and I look at box scores and I'm like, 30-point blowout, 30-point blowout, 20-point blowout. It's like, I get that more teams can make a comeback because of the 3-point shot,
but
and also I've also seen more blowouts per night than ever. And you're sitting here being like, you're not going to blow anybody out. I'm like, no, you're not going to blow anybody out.
Maybe that's the right answer. Maybe they're not.
Maybe that's the, I don't know.
Because, you know, I saw Minnesota come back on OKC, the best team in the league, and that was a 25 point lead.
Sure. It happens.
It happens a lot.
There's also
very rarely
for every play, one of
the, very rarely is it the same team giving up the big lead
for every and one that's of those
what we experience on a nightly basis.
Yeah, for every one of those, there's three 20 point ass kickings that just maintain. Like,
right.
But not this team. Anyway, those Knicks fans, they're like roaches.
And you
taking over the rafters. There was like,
and
what
you
was
wasted
it like?
A good BAM game.
Dude, let me tell you this. That BAM sounded like MSG, bro. It was
crazy. I've been to plenty of Heat Knicks, but I definitely think post-pandemic, it's been like even more so. But to be fair, they did that to Philly. Like, they took over Philly. It really does feel like if you got one, it's like a roach. Like, if there's one, there's 50 of them. It's ridiculous. I mean, there were so many orange and blue jerseys in there. They're doing the douche chants, MVP for Jalen Brunson. And normally, like, the Heat fan can do like a good job of battling it. Not last night.
For every Let's Go Heat chant, there was a Let's Go Knicks. And it was like, sounded that it was louder than the Let's Go Heat.
No, it was overwhelming last night. It really was. And I kind of feel like it actually got to the Heat too. I feel like it got to him at the end. It was like, because they can always, because the Heat are already dealing with this mental funk of being able to maintain. But like when you hear in your building, you're like, oh man, like we can hear every shot every time. Like that Haywood Highsmith open three, the cheeks were so squeaky on that shot. Like you could just tell, like, oh man, he's feeling this one. The one thing that did kill me though, you're right. Bam had an incredible game. He starts off overtime with those two sick jumpers over OG, and then Tyler goes down willy-nilly like a road runner and just like meep meep shoots the three. And I'm like, no.
Wait a minute. You should appreciate that. You guys are samesies.
Yeah. Nah, Tobin, I'm not.
Road runner.
Because you know what, Leroy? If he hits it, Boy Wonder with the balls.
Tobin's all for pulling up on for logo three. If you make
it, it was too quick. You know, like he should have slowed that puppy down. It's overtime. You got to drag it out. No, of course, Jalen Brunson comes back and he hits his.
No, you don't. You got, look, step on their neck.
What?
They had a 4-point lead. 7 points look better. Man. You get, he makes that shot. It makes them press a little bit.
I don't think so, dude. I've seen the Heat blow. Remember when they blew an 8-point lead to Detroit in overtime? Tim Hardaway hits three straight threes.
Oh, that was crazy.
I've never seen a season like this. Never. I am in hell.
I'm going to tell you why I love this victory. Because I know what would have happened if you won. And you blew us up. Four in a row. Wizards tonight. Make it five. Oh, let me tell you this, Leroy. And I told you this. I'm going to tell the audience. I love watching Tobin after a Heat game because he gives his honest take right after the game. And the bit with the drinking, which I don't think is a bit. It's not a bit.
It just was out of alcohol last night.
He just ran out of alcohol. But yesterday, right before I put my head to the pillow and I wanted to have great dreams, I wanted to hear Tobin's displeasure, just Tobin's anger. And I got it. And it put me to sleep so well. Because
you like went to sleep with a smile.
A grin. I had a Steve Smith grin. I had a Steve Smith grin. I'm Steve Smith grinning right now.
Can I give you a grief listening lullaby?
It was like sound, you know, like what was, you know, like sound escapes or life escapes, that little CD, you know, with the wind and the, you know, you could, that was you. That was you and on your channel. Everybody subscribe and like the Tobin channel.
See, this is what y'all get for letting Jimmy Butler go. Jimmy wasn't going to do anything if he was here. It got to the point where he wasn't going to ever play for the Heat. So that you can just let that thing go. But
the Jimmy thing is whatever. This has been a non-Jimmy thing since
all year.
They have been blowing
with
leads.
With or without Jimmy.
They've blown leads with Jimmy. Jimmy was there right. For the Tim Hardaway game. That was right. The last game that he tried for the Heat.
I just think that when they're playing well defensively and Kalel was defending the rim and was a deterrent, it just seemed like they defensively got away from that and tried to put more offensive guys in there.
It felt like when
in actuality, you should have just locked them down.
Felt like when Kalel Ware did the windmill jam, I suppose, like, too much fun. Too much fun. No.
Dude, how high did he get up to drop?
Oh, my God. Dude, hammer.
No, I'm talking about when they Bam had a good alley-oop, too, because the ball was errant.
Yep.
But when they called the goaltending.
And oh, Kalel my God.
Said, oh, no.
When Spo actually used his challenge.
You see how high he jumped?
Yeah.
Why can't that help when all we saw was layups?
No.
And teardrops.
Because you have the untrained eye, Leroy. You don't understand. We don't get it.
My eye is pretty trained.
No, we don't get it.
I see what's working. And you can put whatever twist you want on it. But if you take a group out that's working and then it stops working, that's on you.
He was like, his answer was like, perimeter defense. I'm like, all right, dude, whatever.
They still made shot. Wait. So let me get this straight. When Cameron Payne took literally 5 seconds to shoot a three, you had your perimeter defense in there? You see what I'm saying?
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new key miles in inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. We're back at it tonight. Heat Wizards, 7:30 is your tip-off from the Kaseya Center. I will have your coverage. Filling in for Solana today. 6:15 is pre-Heat. So we'll get that going for you tonight as the Heat wrap up their four-game road trip against the worst team in the league. Please don't send me into a tailspin. Marlins, they beat the Cardinals 5-3 in spring training action. Somebody named Jared Cerna went deep for the fish. Good for him. Leroy, you think he's got a chance to make the club?
Well, I only got one more day. Because we have determined what I'm giving up for Lent.
Fat shaming.
We haven't figured out what the penalty is.
I told you, your penalty is with God. It's Lent.
Yeah, but in all religious writings, it says first you got to deal with, you know, society, then be judged by God.
The pinks. They went
so them people that do some evil things and then say I'm only judged by my maker. No. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says first you deal with us, then your maker.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah, in so many words.
I don't think that is what the Bible says.
It is. Sure? Go. Oh, my God.
Isn't it like, don't judge, lest ye not be judged?
Yeah, that's a whole different one. That's a different part of the book.
There's a lot of stuff in the Bible. I mean, there's a lot of, they take a lot of angles.
Different versions.
Yeah.
judging Spo for not playing Cologne Wire last night. I mean, 6 blocks. He broke a title rookie record.
He does that a lot, though. I'm trying to figure out what his determination of Cologne not being in
the Bible of
Spo. Any of the fourth quarter versus being in
the Bible of Spo.
In the book of Spo, it says too much windmill. Sit your ass down.
When rookie shows too much, sit his ass down.
I know one thing. Spo gets annoyed when Khalil gets caught in some.
I get it, dude. And I know that he gets caught. I know that he has some trouble, especially when OG's like a train down him and Bam's yelling on him. He's like, come on, you got to stay straight. I get it. But you don't learn by sitting there. Right. He's got to be in there taking the lumps.
Here's what happens to this.
What's team. The point of all of it?
Here's what happens to this team. And I don't understand how the most important position in sports is quarterback in the NFL. We agree, right? And the thought behind that is throw them in, let them take their lumps. But Spo went bigs. He wants to try to coddle that to the point where by the time they get good, you got to give them a max contract because they only got 1 year left. Let him take his lumps. Get your money's worth.
Kyle right? says, remember Mitchell Robinson fell on his knee. Maybe Spo didn't want to risk it. Nope. He was asked exactly that last night. Nope. That wasn't it. Nope. Anyway, the Pinks win. They beat the Houston Dynamo 4-1. No Messi. He sat back home and rested. They got a CONCACAF game this week. So but they didn't need him. They won without Messi. And we got to get to – there's a ton of Panthers news we got to get to coming up in Road to Repeat. But there's a ton of Panthers news we got to get to. Bill Zito, I believe, speaking to the media as we speak.
Leroy, we got a brother. Leroy, we got a brother.
I know he scored, and then they sent him back.
No. We got a new one.
We got a brother. The son of Popeye. We got the son of Popeye.
We'll tell you all about it coming on up in Road to Repeat. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Get down.
New York streets with Celeste walk like Pistol Pete and Pappy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Miami Heat, they fall to the New York Knicks last night, 116-112 in overtime. Jalen Brunson, 31 points, 26 of those in the second half, and OT. Bam Adebayo, he had 30 points, could not miss a jumper yesterday, but it was not enough. They'll be back at it tonight against the Washington Wizards. But Bam, you got this, Vlad, you got Bam Adebayo yesterday because Bam was, you could tell this is getting to him, Leroy. I mean, he was usually Bam is a very friendly individual after the games. First of all, I think Kat annoys the holy hell out of him. Second of all, he did not do any hobnobbing after the game. He seemed pretty pissed about this one, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Obviously, it's been a rough year. He's I guess the one positive out of all of this is he got out of whatever the hell offensive funk he was in to start the season because he's cooking right now, but. I mean, he just don't have a lot of they don't have a lot of reliable weapons right now.
And when a guy is reliable, he ends up on the bench.
That's true. That did happen. But we'll see. What tonight? 6:15 is pre-heat as the Heat will wrap up this road trip before going to Cleveland.
You get the feeling that when you get to the second. Late in the second half and overtime, everybody's jumpers are short. You think Spo's running them into the ground?
He's definitely tied up.
A lot of jumpers were short, and that's usually an indication of losing your legs.
Maybe. I mean, they've been playing. They've definitely been playing a lot of basketball, and they don't have a very deep rotation right now, especially with Wiggins out. Like, he's really only trusting like 7 guys, so. He's not playing too many folks, but I don't know what it was, because you can't, you know, yesterday, like, look, if you look at yesterday's rundown, like, the only guys off the bench who played heavy minutes were Haywood and Duncan. Terry got a sprinkle of 15. Kyle Anderson played 6.
Right.
You know, so, but.
How many did Kalo play?
He played 29, but he only played 3 seconds in the fourth quarter. He brought them back in. Remember, he brought him back in for that last possession.
Right.
Which should have been a 5 second violation, by the way. But whatever. Should have been a 5 second violation. But Kalo Ware then stayed in for overtime, but then he yanked him after OG Anunoby scored. Here is Bam Adebayo on his frustration with the Heat.
I would say, you know, we played 24 minutes of great basketball, and then it kind of dwindles from there. You know, we got to be able to play 48 minutes of great basketball, not just 24, not 36, shoot, not even just 40. So, you know, because we're not a type of team where we could just rely on offense to just get the dub. We got to get stops. We got to do the harder thing, because we're not that type of team.
Yeah, and that did not happen in the second half. That was definitely not the case. So they will look to bounce back tonight, you know, make it a 3 out of 4 homestand before going out to Cleveland quickly and then coming back for a bunch back. So they do have a lot of home games, but certainly would have been nice. You would have had your first 3-game win streak, I think, since the beginning of January. If you would have won tonight for 4 straight, that could have gotten you back to 500. Instead, you're back like the spider down the water spout, dude. Got to climb back up.
Yep.
Yep. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we will get into a little bit of the Panthers. Panthers on the practice ice right now with their big new star acquisition, Seth Jones in a Cat sweater. And they got the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. And it seems like the Panthers are about to pull a Kucherov with some salary cap chicanery. That's next. Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to that road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Busy, busy weekend for the Cats. Bill Zito don't sleep, all right? And first off,
I thought they had a pretty damn good team.
Well, here's the thing though, Leroy. We did hear Paul Maurice last week, and there were things he's not pleased with. He was, and specifically, it sounded like he was not pleased with the defense of this team. And so guess what? They went out there, they made a splash. They made themselves a splash. And the Cats, after shutting out the Calgary Flames 3-0, which, by the way, shout out to Ryan Lomberg, got a Goosey's return. That being said, he was sent home with a shutout. Calgary, tough trip to the Sunshine State. Oof, 6-0. But it put that aside, because for once, the win is not the biggest story of the weekend. It is actually the fact that the Panthers traded Spencer Knight to the Chicago Blackhawks for Seth Jones. Seth Jones traded to the Florida Panthers to shore up the defense. 4-time All-Star, and was
Popeye Jones' son.
He is Popeye Jones' son. He is Popeye Jones' son. Here's a video from the Panthers. They just tweeted him out on the practice rink, heading on out there to work, as the Panthers are back in action tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, man, I got double.
You got 2 screens. You got to go 2 screens tonight, dude.
I'm not going 2 screens.
You got to go 2 screens tonight.
You know why? Can I tell you why? This is the honest reason why. I enjoy Panthers hockey. It is. I don't want to be side-eyeing a basketball game. And then end up hating 2 sports because I'm watching this crap happen in basketball.
But here's the thing, though, Leroy. You have a Tampa Bay team. Are they still on a win streak? I think they were one. They're winners of 8 in a row. Like, objectively tonight, Leroy, it's not even close what the better, bigger game is. It really
is. Yeah, it's hockey.
The Heat are taking on the Wizards.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything either.
They could lose.
No, but like, just for entertainment purposes, like, you want to watch that?
Tampa, but you're the one suggested two screens, and I said no.
Well, now I'm just, well, since you said no, I'm trying to say, like, you're going to go Heat? That's going to be your feature screen?
No, hell no.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was misunderstood.
No, I'm just saying, I don't want to be watching a team that is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And ruin it by watching a 20-point comeback.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep.
So I like, or here's what I can do. And I can book this. They're going to play 1 to 2 quarters of making bombs, getting it to the hoop, alley-oops, blocks. And you're going to be like, oh, yeah. The second half comes around.
Jordan Poole goes crazy. He sees all the beautiful ladies in South Beach. He's going to go crazy.
Oh, you want to impress him. You know, the young kids want to impress him.
You know, Jordan Poole. If Jordan Poole, 40. He goes to a major city. Once he goes to a major city and he sees the beautiful ladies and it's a lit city, he's going to go off. Definitely Jordan Poole in Miami. Come on. Yeah.
They lose to the Wizards tonight, I need like a tirade from Eric Spoelstra. Like, enough of this nonsense. Like, there's no excuse.
Dude,
this
team is point tirade
team's
at?
The worst team in the league, because Leroy.
Me personally, from the beginning of the year, from the beginning of the year, Collette would have been playing at least 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, I get you. Well, I don't want enough of the Heat. This trade, though, is interesting. Like, Seth Jones makes a ton of money. Now, they got $2 million to be picked up by the Blackhawks and the rest of his deal for each year. So they're picking up some of the dead cap. So instead of being a $9 million a year, it's a $7 million. But he's 30. I think they own for like 5 more years. A lot of people are saying he's on the back end. And Spencer Knight seems like the goalie of the future, but we don't really know. Because, you know, he seemed like a can't-miss prospect, but they are going to have Bob for 2 more years. His deal's also going to be up. And the Panthers got a window right now, dude. Like, clearly you got to put all the chips in, and you had to fix your defense. Yes, you are sacrificing the future, but this is the window. The window's here.
So, question. Are you trying to justify the trade, or do you think it's a good trade?
Oh, I think it's definitely a trade with some risk, but I think the Panthers are, I think Bill Zito's earned the benefit of the doubt, has he not?
Oh, no, yeah. I'm not questioning the Stanley Cup champs and the moves that they've made in the last couple of years. They earned it. But what I am saying is that, doesn't this have the makings of when it comes crashing? Because you're going for the here and now. And here's why I won't say that. They still got a lot of young talent. They got a lot of young talent.
They do. Maggie Samuskevich had another goal. He's killing it. Lundell's 22. Right. Like, I don't know, man. It's one of these things where I don't think that they're going to be, because I mean, Kachuk is 27, 28.
Right.
No, like, no,
so I don't know. You got 4 or 5 of your core guys that are under 30.
Yeah. The big guy who is the big question about it is the goaltending, because Bob is 36 years old. His last year is next year. He's 37. But, you know, he just put up his third shutout of the season. He's gotten to the Stanley Cup final 2 years after the year where he's yo-yoing between Spencer Knight being put into a Lightning series where he's 19 years old winning games. That's not the Sergei Bobrovsky anymore. Like, this is now a champion goaltender. Yes, he's getting old, but I don't know. Like, you're just gonna keep having Spencer Knight be the backup. He's just gonna keep being the backup and keep being the backup.
It gets to a point where you can get something for him, right? But he's been really good.
Yeah, he's had a good season. He's had a decent season.
I mean, compared to what he's been.
Yeah, it's a nice comeback story. Right. It definitely has been. Exactly. But You know, I guess the question is going to be like, for these in-between games, they're going to bring up Chris Drieger, who has success with the Panthers. He took Bob's job, basically, when Quinville was the coach.
What are they going to bring up? Was he at the – he was in the Yotes?
Yeah, he was on the Checkers.
Really? How old is he?
30.
He seemed like he'd been in the league for a minute.
He has been. Remember when he – remember, he had a good year with the Panthers, and then he went to the Kraken.
Ooh,
that he was the Kraken's goalie. He hasn't been here for the Checkers, but he's a proven guy. When he, you know, he's.
I mean, you going for a guy who's proven that's been playing bad, or a young guy who's been playing.
The young guy's been playing good, but this is clearly something that Bill Zito thought that the team needed to shore up, and he's got a pass with Seth Jones. You know, I think the thing is, everybody's saying that he's washed. He hasn't been on a good team. You know,
and funny about getting on that good team sparks some interest.
Yeah, Sam Bennett
energy.
Sam Bennett was a thing. Whereas, like, he's toiling in Buffalo. You bring him here, look at him. He's been an absolute destroyer for the Cats. So I don't know, man. Like,
it's a 2-year window. It's a 2-year window, gentlemen. That's all it is.
But this is where the window is now. The window is now your back-to-back cups. Back-to-back.
And then you're trying to win another one to go to three, win repeat, and then try to do it again. That's what it is. You're going pretty much you're going as far as Sergei's going. Sergei probably got 2 more years of, you know, top-notch goaltending still left in him.
Yeah, I don't think Sergei Bobrovsky looks like he's slowing down. No. I really don't. And not to the point where you're just like, we have to hold on to this and you know,
well, they're doing a good job by not putting him in harm's way and getting some help, you know, defensively. So they're kind of hedging their bets on Sergei.
I just think you're hedging, you are, but he also can't go anywhere. Like, he's got a no trade clause. He's got a no.
No, he's not
clause.
Going. I'm not saying
he's not going anywhere. Like, you can't.
They're not planning on getting rid of him. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying he's getting a little bit older. Okay. And the way to extend his longevity is by improving the defense in front of him.
If they didn't trust Sergei Bobrovsky to hold up for 2 more years, they don't make the trade. Like, if they were...
They don't trade Spencer Knight. Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't make the trade if they don't trust him for the next 2 years.
Why you get the defenseman in front of you so that he doesn't have as much pressure. I mean, keep in mind, you remember 3 years ago, he was getting peppered every game when he was 4-goal Bob. And everybody said, it's not the goaltender, is the defense in front of him that's putting him in a lot of bad spots. So, to echo that point, they go, hey, Sergei's been great. We want to extend this. Let's get him some help defensively in front. And so, yeah, I get it. I see it.
And here's the other contract next season.
Huh?
I think Ekblad's a free agent next year.
Yeah, Ekblad could be on. A lot of people think he's going to be good as gone. A lot of people thought he was going to be traded before this season.
Yeah, Trevor said that.
So it kind of shores you up there. If you do end up losing him, you have Seth under contract for the next, you know, set of years. So we'll see. I just think Bill Zito's earned the benefit of the doubt, dude. Like this dude, he don't play.
That's the thing. I'm not saying any of this upset about the trade. I'm not. I may have questions, but I'm not questioning that dude because in the last 3 years, he's proven that he's making moves conducive to winning. Mm-hmm. So I'm not questioning it one bit. And in fact, here's one of those situations where somebody will make a move that kind of throws you off. And then you sit back and think about it and you go, okay, I can see what's happening here. And like I said, I see they're basically protecting their interest or their weapon in Bobrovsky by getting help in front and making sure that their defense is up to par with the level of goaltending they're getting.
Well, the other piece of this news is they got some wacky rules. All right. And they placed Matthew Tkachuk on long-term IR. And so basically they're pulling the Kucherov, which is you storm away for the playoffs. And now you got like $8 million to play with at the trade deadline. So who knows? You've now basically just given.
Oh, so if you put him on long term, you can use
the stash him. Yep. You could stash him and then no cap in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, like you're saying you could stash him. Dude's really hurt.
Well, is he hurt? I don't know. It wasn't too hurt.
Tobin, when they say long-term injury reserve, that means you're hurt, bro. Especially your groin.
Yeah, but you want to know something? This is a Tampa Bay Lightning special. They did this all Kucherov. You take all the time you want, dude.
Hey. Tobin, can you stop?
What?
I told you when he got hurt, right? A groin is nothing to play with. It controls your abs, your legs, your back on the other side. It is a serious injury that, people say, groin pull. He'll be back in a couple of days.
Serious. Look, that's why we're giving him.
I give you a perfect example. Who just AD, adductor.
Yeah.
Right?
Huh?
That's all that stuff is attached.
Yeah, but imagine. Okay, but here's the thing. Imagine if AD could come back in 6 weeks, or let's just say 4 weeks, or 6 weeks when the playoffs start, and you got to use AD's max contract to go trade for KD, and then bang, here now you have KD and AD. So the Panthers say, oh, Matthew, you're going to be good in a month? What's a month? What's 6 weeks, baby? Two more weeks? Let's you rest up as much as you need.
Hey, this dude.
Now, I would say this. Like,
I love the way you tell a story.
This is how hockey works. Wait,
no. I love how you tell a story by just ignoring the injury aspect of
it. I'm not ignoring it.
And yes, you are.
He ignores the truth. He ignores the truth.
He ignores the truth. And you're like, he could really be hurt. Everything is not a scam.
Sure. Okay, dude.
See? I love the fact you ignore the truth.
You're adorable.
Right.
He's going to be fine, man.
And then you say he's adorable. So patronizing.
On skates?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Of course. 2 months off. What's the big deal?
Dude, this is like you. Wow. Dude, I love the way.
What?
I love the way.
So you're worried about Matthew. Let me ask you something. You think Matthew Tkachuk. Paul Maurice said as soon as it happened, oh, he's coming back. You know, and then.
He didn't say when.
He said he's coming back.
Dude.
He's coming back. He said it.
Can I?
Paul Maurice don't lie to me.
Can I please emphasize this? Because I don't think you understand the injury that Tkachuk has affects almost every movement he can make on ice.
Which is why we're going to let him rest, have a couple daiquiris, and he'll be ready to go in April.
I hope so. Like, there's no guarantee. No, dude, there's no guarantee. Because here's what happens. The first time he gets on those skates, he might not be in his. Oh, they're going to shut him down for another week. You don't know with a groin.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If the Panthers, if Bill Zito goes and gets a whale, all right, and he takes this $8 million,
this is
just makes a splash. I don't know. But I'm just saying he does. Are you still going to be like, oh, Chuck's not coming back? Or are you going to be like, wink?
No, I'm just looking at the injury. Forget all of the tools that they use to benefit from this injury.
Yeah.
I'm not excluding it. But what I'm saying to you is, don't overlook the seriousness of the injury that he has. What you're doing, because you're like, oh, the old Tampa Bay Lightning.
Hockey's got a little gamesmanship, baby. Vegas Golden Knights over the cap.
He's really hurt.
Leroy,
Lightning.
Leroy, how about this? How about this? This concept. Maybe they're putting him away and they're going to have to use that $8.7 million to get somebody to replace him, maybe?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Maybe he's not going to, because when he said he's coming back this year, there's still 9 more months in the year. He doesn't necessarily said this season. He just said this year. That means he could come back in October.
Get out of here, dude.
Roman, here's what I would like. You can have all of your conspiracy theories and all of your, that's all fine. All I'm asking you to do is, please don't underestimate the severity of a groin injury. And that's what you're doing. you're making it sound like, oh, he just got a little groin. Oh, they're going to place him on this list so they can use that money. No, dude, a groin injury for a skater, for anybody who makes lateral movements, is serious.
Cool. I mean, like, you're telling me that. You're telling me 2 months?
2 months, babe? I can't, like, again, I don't know how serious it is, but I will tell you this. When every movement you make on the ice deals with your groin, it's not like other it's not like other things. Like, you can get away with playing basketball, right, with a tight groin. You can't skate with a tight groin. You can't skate with a torn groin. You can't do anything. You can't take a slap shot. You can't take a hit. There's so much affected by your groin on ice.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Does the playoffs start tomorrow? Like, am I missing something? It starts in 6 weeks, baby.
Leroy.
He's already been out for two.
Leroy, you're arguing with a man who's never pulled his groin in his life.
Never.
But I've had Deadfoot.
Dude, let me tell you something.
You think Deadfoot is the same as pulling a groin?
You can't skate with Deadfoot.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I had a groin issue in camp one time, and the way they had me wrapped, I was running like a three-legged horse.
You pull your groin?
It just, you tweak it.
Okay.
And it's like all up in your stomach, dude.
But how long were you out?
I didn't have a pull or anything like that. It was just tight.
Just answer the question.
A couple of days, 3 days.
Oh, 3 days? Well, guess what?
No, Lord? But dude,
we have 45 days until the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, why sometimes having a grown-up conversation with you, I might as well go out in the hallway and talk to Dre.
Can I just ask you something,
though? I might as well go talk to my dog about groin injuries right
now.
I don't understand. Like, when I tell you about these injuries, and you just dismiss them.
Right.
Like a groin. Do you know how much crap is attached to your groin? He said, Tobin, pull the tip.
Point for Twitcher.
That was funny.
Just made me immediately hungry.
Tobin, pull the tip, the Lord.
So, I don't understand what you're doing, though. Like, hold on. This is, this is a hockey thing. This is a maneuver.
Here's all I'm trying to get you to understand is that the injury that he has, when he tried to go skate and could hardly move.
For America.
Right. That is serious. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time. Because here's the thing. All you can do to rehab it is nothing.
Yeah, which he has now time to do. Nothing.
Bum. Fire the wrong guns. I don't
understand. Hold on. You are terrible.
I don't understand this. This is crazy to me.
Your understanding of injuries is what's going to have us only engage street fighting. Because you just diminish injuries like they're nothing. And I'm telling
nobody's,
you, is a serious injury.
Look, I know you and I are a couple hockey dum-dums, all right? But no hockey expert is
growing.
No. Okay, but you told me it took you 3 days. So you boxed yourself in.
I didn't have a pull. I didn't have something that he said was a pull or anything like that. I said it was just tight.
Couple months, baby. It's not like I'm asking him to come back in a week.
There's no guarantee, dude. I'm telling you now. If it's bad enough.
Paul Maurice already guaranteed me.
That don't mean nothing. Paul Maurice ain't a
What did he guarantee you, Tobin?
He's coming back,
this year.
This year. The year 2025.
Oh, don't be cute. You know what he meant.
Oh, wait. I'm being cute.
You know what he meant.
I'm being cute. Sam,
you know what he meant. You know what he means.
Oh, my God. Tobin. You, the king of jargon. God, Tobin. Always mixing your words around.
When you hear somebody that has back issues, what do you think?
What do I think about back issues?
Oh, no, I'm saying if somebody in basketball, they say, oh, he's going to miss some time, his back.
Couple months.
Right. Well, think about this. The other side of that is groin.
Okay.
Right? All that stuff in here is attached. And so when you have a groin injury, all the movements of all the muscles around it are affected by it. So you can't do anything if it's bad enough. And I just need, you are dismissing this as a ploy to use the $8 million. And I'm like,
because it's literally done in hockey every year.
I know it's done, but that doesn't mean that, oh, they're just doing it as a ploy. We'll see what
Bill Zito has to say. Bill Zito's going to talk to the media after practice today, and I'm going to look at him and I'm going to be like, oh, look at him. He just went like this.
Why does everything a scam?
Okay.
Why can't people just be hurt?
Lee Ryan, I understand. I know why he's doing this. You know why?
What?
Because the Heat lost last night, so he
it has nothing to do with the Heat.
He needs to do the silly sauce. He needs to do the silly sauce in order.
I don't need to do the silly sauce. Hold on, Vlad.
Yes.
This happened after one of the best Heat wins I had all season. And this right. news was happening on Saturday. And I then, thought all
and,
of this stuff.
And then where were you? Oh, we've won three in a row. Maybe we're starting to get better. Davion Mitchell, you were doing that. And then all of a sudden, and then big important weekend. Wasn't this important weekend for the Heat? Yes, that's what you labeled it.
It was an important weekend for the Heat.
Right. And then after that loss yesterday.
I can compartmentalize though, Vlad. Like nobody is sitting here. There's not one person. Hold on, Vlad. I have not seen one person truly report that the Panthers are screwed because Matthew Tkachuk is done for the run. Nobody is saying that. Nobody. It's just you guys who are like, Tobin's having too much fun today. Let's rein him in. Let's reel him in.
It went from he's going to be out to now long term. Wait a minute. You see that?
Can I ask you this? You think Bill Zito, when he made those comments, knew the extent of his injury?
Here's the thing, what I think. Okay, can I tell you? Well, we got to take a break. I'm way over. I'm going to tell you what I think happened. All right. Just like it happens in Olympic basketball, something happened at the Four Nations. Tell you about next.